Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. Quarterback Brett Hundley of UCLA, a guy who many think could be a good fit, given that he would run a similar style offense to Johnny Manziel. He's got the size, he's got the arm, he's got all the tools. He has some accuracy issues, still has an adjustment to make and come to the NFL game from that spread offense. But the Browns reportedly, Hundley saying in his time at the podium, that he did meet with the Browns last night. So that is good. He did meet with the Browns last night.
I was going to say, that's a guy a year ago.
Was a first round
pick.
High first round.
And the Browns would have run to the podium to grab a guy like that.
He showed a lot of inaccuracy from the pocket. He showed poor decision-making. He's a one-read-and-go type of guy. When he was trying to demonstrate that he could be a pocket passer early in the season, he was holding onto the football too long, took 10 sacks. I believe it was against Utah in a game earlier in the year. So I've watched Brett's tape. He's got all the skills. He's got the athleticism. He's got the arm. He's got the size. But he is not yet ready to be an NFL quarterback. He's got the tools, though, to develop into one. But, again, he would be a little bit of a project, and you'd be able to bring him aboard, and it makes sense with John. You have two guys who are a little bit of projects, but you'd certainly have to bring in a veteran to play with him in order to be, you know, the guy.
So where do you see him going this year?
Talk with Daniel Jeremiah and Charles Davis earlier. They thought he could go in maybe the third round. They said somebody will probably, because he's a quarterback, might jump on him in the second round, but they think maybe third round's about the place that he should go.
I would love it. I think that that's – I like him. I have some intrigue with Bryce Petty, too. I do like the Baylor quarterback.
I hate his footwork. I really do. I hate Bryce Petty's footwork. It's sloppy. It's reminiscent to me of the sloppiness of Blake Bortles without what I would see as the tangible upside of Blake Bortles. So I'm not huge on him, but certainly, listen, anybody that can come, he can sling the pill. I saw him do it many times. He can throw the football. But, you know, there's a lot more to quarterbacking than just being able to throw the football, unfortunately, as the NFL becomes more and more of a mental game for these guys. And we heard Bruce Arians certainly hint at that, and not even hint at it, come out and say it in the sound that you played earlier there.
Okay, so here's my question for you then. Who is this year's Teddy Bridgewater for you? Is there a Teddy Bridgewater?
No, I'd take Teddy Bridgewater over any of these guys. Jameis Winston would probably be the closest to me.
But
I would take Theodore over any of these guys. And so, yeah, no. To me, there isn't a Teddy Bridgewater. There's nobody that seems as proficient in reading defenses, running a pro-style offense, making adjustments, changing your blocking scheme, finding the open guy, having the ability to find and deliver the football accurately from the pocket at all three levels. No, to me, Teddy Bridgewater, listen, I'd said it last year, so I don't mind saying. If I had the number one pick, I would have taken Teddy Bridgewater. And I think if you have the Houston Texans today, if they could do it over again, they're taking Teddy Bridgewater number one overall as well.
Fair enough.
So I don't think there's anybody in this class that's that surefire. Now, remember, Teddy Bridgewater wasn't surefire. He didn't throw at the combine. He got killed for his pro days and basically, you know, almost fell out of the first round. He was the last pick of the first round. Minnesota traded back into the first round to get him, which was a brilliant move because that allowed them to have him for 5 years, you know, as opposed to four if he were a second rounder. So there isn't anybody like that, and that's the consensus I got from talking to everybody. They don't even think, you know, whether you like Winston or whether you like Mariota, it doesn't matter. None of them are the kind of guy that you would really mortgage the future for.
Well, but then that leaves you in a quandary because, okay, so you're going to take a project in the third, fourth, or fifth round, which I think the Browns should.
Man, how you doing?
But then, I mean, then what do you got to do? You have to go out and get someone in free agency, or you got to go trade for a quarterback, is what you're telling me. Because then, if you draft a Petty or a Hundley or someone along those lines, you've got Connor Shaw, and you've got Johnny Manziel.
That's why you need to have a veteran that comes in here. There's got to be.
But who are you getting?
Well, you're looking at right now. Again, the names that we know, you know, you have in the free agent. You've got Josh McCown, Brian Hoyer could come back, Mark Sanchez, Jake Locker. You know, it sounds like Houston's going to lock up Ryan Mallett, so I don't think he's going to hit the open market. And then via trade, it's the Glennon, it's the Foles, it's Kirk Cousins. Thank you, Kevin Jones, sitting next to me, contributing
I think
silently.
Careful. You know, I think you said it right, that we know about. These are the guys we know about. You know, what is this team doing behind the scenes right now?
You know,
that's the million-dollar question.
Correct. And, you know, in talking to both Mike Pettine and Ray Farmer earlier today, they both said when I said trade, they didn't bristle at that. They said everything's on the option, and they, you know, said back to me, free agency, trade, draft. So they are looking to address this position, and they are going to throw a lot of resources at it, I would imagine, to try to get it right, because until you get it right, you're just not going to have continued success in the National Football League. There are no ifs, there are no ands or buts about it. That is the key to being a winning organization. And for people who thought that when we were talking about Brett Hundley just then that he was the guy, that's not what I was saying at all. I'm saying he is, again, total project guy, developmental, but has the tools, the size, and is somebody that is, if you had Johnny Manziel, what a lot of the guys, the scouts here told me, was that you wouldn't have to change your offense much if you brought in Brett Hundley. So that's nice to be able to have that type of a continuity between those two guys as you look to develop and find the quarterback of the future. We said 216-578-0850. Most people on Twitter do not feel better about the Browns. I would say they feel better about Mike Pettine. They're not feeling better about the Browns in general. Mark in Richmond, what do you think?
I think that Mike Pettine, Coach Pettine, and Ray Farmer are doing a great job. I love the way that the things are going. I don't listen to the outside noise because they're not a Brown. And if you are truly a Brown fan, you know that the Browns are heading in the right direction. I'm also proud of Johnny Manziel. I know it's very difficult for a young person at his age to admit that he has a problem. Because, myself, I have gone through that myself. So it's very difficult. So I'm proud of him, very proud of him. I'm proud of the organization. I love your show, especially when you're talking about the Cleveland Browns. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate that. Mark in Virginia, there's positivity flowing forth from Virginia. You got to like that.
Boy, he's got to make up for the fact that all of Twitter is the exact opposite, I feel like.
I think he does. And, I don't know how – I'm just being honest about it, and certainly this has been said to me by a lot of – I don't know how you don't like Mike Pettine when he goes up there. And people say he doesn't say anything. He says more than most coaches. As Adam Kaplan said to me, you know, it's the Pennsylvania in him, you know, he thinks about what he should say, probably thinks I probably shouldn't say it, and then, I'm going to say it anyway because it's the truth. So he gets it out there. I thought he did a great job, and certainly that was kind of that is the reaction here in Indianapolis. I can assure you of that. I like what I heard from – listen, Ray Farmer, if you got questions for Ray Farmer, the general manager of the Browns is going to be on with us at 2:30 p.m. live here from Indy. Tweet us at Browns_Daily, at Nathan Zagura, at BGSU Gibbs. Tweet us your questions for Ray Farmer, and we will ask them to him. As long as they are appropriate style questions, we'll ask him. Because I think it's very interesting right now to see, you know, to get in, now that we know that he, we talk about this quarterback plan. We're going to try to get into that as well. Gibbs, you got somebody on the line for us. All right. We'll try to get that. We'll get that when we come back. We'll take a break here. Andrew Gribble coming your way at 2 o'clock Eastern. Ray Farmer at 2:30. As we're rock and roll live from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. Nathan Zagura, Jason Gibbs, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.